masked savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I am your humble host, Zainab. Today in our studio, we have with us Islamic researcher, Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome to our program. So today in this session, we would want to address to some more Sunni narrations. Are there any more Sunni scholars who reject the claim that, which is mentioned in some of the Sunni narrations, that Imam Mahdi, ajallaha ta'ala faraja, his name is like my name and his father's name is also like my father's name?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So first of all, we said that the claim that the Shia, they have distorted the narration and they have omitted the part which says Ismu Abi Kasmi Abi, his father's name is like my father's name. This claim is rejected because many Sunni scholars, they have quoted the same version without this phrase. Secondly, we proved that even according to Sunni criteria, these narrations which have this part are weak.
True.
And according to some Sunni scholars, some of them are mawdu'a, which means they are forged, they are fake narrations. The question now is that whether any of Sunni scholars, they have also mentioned that this group of narrations
are fake
or not. And interestingly, the answer is positive because we have, for example, the great Sunni scholar of Hadith, Kanji al-Shafi'i in Al-Bayan fi Akhbar Sahib al-Zaman, which is specifically about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. He refers to 31 narrations about this question, whether the name of the father of Imam Mahdi is like the name of the father of the Prophet or not.
All right.
And then he says that there is no doubt, I mean, a person who is a man of knowledge, he has no doubt that this addition has no value. I mean, it's not authentic. It's been added. Hada is ziyada. This has been added to the narration, and it's not a part of the narration. This is in Al-Bayan fi Akhbar Sahib al-Zaman, page 483. Now, interestingly, one of the Wahhabi scholars, whose name is Rabi' bin Muhammad al-Saudi, he has a book for rejecting the claims of the Shia, and the title of the book is Al-Shi'atul Imamiyatul Ithnai Ashariya fi Mizan al-Islam. Then he quotes the narration in which we have this addition that his father's name is my father's name. And then he says, وَلَا رَيْبَ أَنَّ هَذَا قَدْ وَدَعَهُ أَصْحَابُ مُحَمَّدْ بِنْ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ النَّفْسُ الزَّكِيَّةِ. There is no doubt about the fact that this part was forged, was added by the companions of Muhammad bin Abdullah, who is famous as Al-Nafs al-Zakiyya. Now I will talk about this part later in today's program. So this Wahhabi scholar also mentions that this is a forged narration. One of the great scholars and lecturers of Al-Azhar, Jama' al-Azhar in Egypt, Saad Muhammad Hassan, also says that ahadith ismu abi ki ismu abi ahadith mawdu'a. All the narrations which have added this part, his father's name is like my father's name, they are forced. So we have a couple of Sunni scholars, Wahhabi scholars, who have the same viewpoint that these narrations are forged.
Yeah. Dr. Karimi, we'll answer that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old pain. Morning, close the bright morning.
I would like to talk about some possibilities why this phrase has been added to this narration.
Exactly. Like, this is the point that has been revolving in our heads since a long time.
The point is that it is clear that in the history of Islam, different people, they have claimed to be the promised Mahdi because the Mahdi was introduced by the Prophet and many Muslims were waiting for him. And unfortunately, in different times and era up until today, different people, false claimants, they have claimed to be the promised Mahdi, both among Shi'as and Sunnis. So they knew that the Prophet has mentioned that his name is Muhammad. So specifically those people whose names was Muhammad, I mean, maybe they had more interest in claiming that we are the promised Mahdi. And in some cases, their father's name was Abdullah.
All right.
So they thought that if they add this part to the narration, that the name of the father of Imam Mahdi is Abdullah, then there is more possibility for people
to
accept this claim from these people. Now, at least we have two people in this regard. One of them is the same person who was mentioned by that Wahhabi scholar. He's Muhammad bin Abdullah bin al-Hassan, who is also known as An-Nafs al-Zakiyya. Now, according to that Wahhabi scholar, some of the followers of Muhammad bin Abdullah An-Nafs al-Zakiyya, they claim they added this part to the narration to prove that this is the promised Mahdi. Of course, as Shia, we may not agree with him. I mean, we do not find this claim, because An-Nafs al-Zakiyya is also mentioned in Shi'i sources. At least he himself has not talked about that narration and to have added that part to the narration. Because this Wahhabi scholar claims that Banu al-Hassan, the offspring of Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam, when they wanted to preach An-Nafs al-Zakiyya, they added this part to the narration so that people would be interested in supporting him. But more important than him is the famous Abbasid Caliph, who is weird that he is famous as Mahdi the Abbasid. I mean, Mahdi al-Abbasi. Nowadays, in most of the books of history, he is famous as Mahdi the Abbasid.
All right.
But the point is that his name was Muhammad, and his father's name was Abdullah. So he's Muhammad bin Abdullah. He himself and his followers, it is a possibility that they have added that part to the narration to claim that I am the promised Mahdi. And that is why somehow he changed his name. He introduced a new epithet for him and he called himself Mahdi. So first of all, his name is Muhammad. His father's name is Abdullah. He adds that addition to that narration, this is a possibility. So far he has two criteria to be the promised Mahdi. And now he himself calls himself as Mahdi.
Oh.
So much so that today people know him as Mahdi the Abbasid, not Muhammad the Abbasid. Ibn Taymiyyah, he himself says the following about him. He says that because of the fact that the narration which reads the name of Mahdi is like my name and his father's name is like my father's name was famous among the people, some people made some false claims to the extent that Mansur, the Abbasid Caliph, named his son as Muhammad and gave him the laqab, the epithet of Mahdi, so that his name is Muhammad, his father's name is Abdullah, and he is called Mahdi. This has been mentioned by Ibn Taymiyyah.
Okay, now he himself says that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ibn Kathir al-Dimashqi also says that he was Mahdi al-Abbasi, he became famous as Mahdi raja'a an yakuna al-maw'uda bihi fi al-ahadith. He was hopeful of being that promised Mahdi, which is mentioned in the narrations. So the point is that at least there is a possibility that in the history of Islam, there have been some people whose names was Muhammad
and the father's names were Abdullah.
So they added this part to the narration so that people come to this wrong conclusion that this is the promised Mahdi. The next point about the narrations which talk about Ismuhu, Ismu Abi, is a very interesting point mentioned by a Sunni scholar. He says that ويحتمل أن يكون الراوي توهم قوله ابني فصحفه فقال أبي. This is a very interesting analysis of those narrations. So in those narrations we have اسمه اسمي. His name is like my name.
My name.
اسم أبيه اسم أبي. His father's name is like my father's name. Now, this Sunni scholar says that there is a possibility that the Holy Prophet says اسم أبيه اسم ابني. His father's name is like my son's name. That is Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam. But those people who later, wrote these narrations, because at that time we didn't have like dots and vowels, so they made a mistake.
True.
Instead of writing down ibni, they wrote abi. So this is another possibility of those narrations. Even if we accept these narrations, there is a possibility of committing a mistake.
True.
So the Holy Prophet told that his father's name, that is Imam al-Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam, his name is like my son's name, that is Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam's name.
So this is a Sunni scholar saying that.
Yeah, the same has been mentioned by some of the Shia scholars as well. Still, we have another possibility mentioned by Ibn Battiq al-Hilli. He says that there is yet another possibility, and that possibility is that the Holy Prophet meant by saying Ismu Abihi, Ismu Abi, by Abihi he is referring to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, because Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, according to many narrations in both Shia and Sunni sources, is the offspring and one of the descendants of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and not Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam.
Okay.
So Ismu Abihi is referring to the kunya of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, which is Abu Abdullah. And there is a similarity between Abu Abdullah, the kunya of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, and Abdullah, the name of the father of the Prophet
Muhammad.
So according to Ibn Battiq al-Hilli, another possibility for these narrations is that the Holy Prophet is not referring to the direct father of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, that is Imam al-Askari alayhi salam. He's referring to the fact that he's from the generation of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and not Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam. And there is a similarity between the kunya of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, that is Abu Abdullah, and the name of the father of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, that is, and the name of the father of the Holy Prophet, that is Abdullah. So we have all these possibilities.
True.
Regarding these narrations. Among the Shia scholars, I may refer to Sayyid Muhsin Amin in Ayan al-Shia. He also talks about different possibilities for these narrations. Dear listeners can refer to Ayan al-Shia, volume 2, page 50. So to come to a conclusion, we said that, first of all, the narrations which only mention Ismuhu Ismi, his True. Name is like my name, is not only mentioned in Shi'i narrations. We have so many
Sunni narrations
from different companions of the Prophet who have quoted only this part without adding Ismu Abihi,
the name of father.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Second of all, we have authentic chain of the narrations among this group. Okay. Third, all those narrations which talk about the father's name are weak based on Sunni criteria.
True.
Fourth, some Sunni scholars, they also have agreed that these narrations are mawdu'a, they are forged narrations. And then there is a possibility of people adding this part so that they can claim that they are the promised Mahdi. And finally, we said that there are two possibilities for these narrations if we accept them. One of them is that Abi has been Ibni.
All right.
And the other is that Abihi is referring to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, and his
who's
kunya,
one of the kunyas
Abu Abdullah,
is Abu Abdullah, which is quite Abdullah. Related to Abdullah. Thank you so much, Dr. Karimi, for being with us. Thank you so much for providing us such a great conclusion in the end. Thank you so much. Dear listeners, that was all for today's session. Thank you so much for listening to IRIB English Radio.